Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is this sort of a heightening of the rhetoric, or is this more of what we have heard from him and the pilots union in the past?
This is definitely the strongest language I've heard from John Weeks, who runs the pilots union over at Southwest Airlines, saying that, you know, essentially Boeing can't be trusted. They should never be given the benefit of the doubt. Now, this is all colored, of course, by a lawsuit that the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association has filed against Boeing. They're looking for more than $100 million, and the rhetoric has definitely increased in the weeks since they filed that lawsuit.
And some of the language used, you know, words like greed and they will regret this forever, more of the same of what you're talking about here?
Yeah. John has actually been outspoken against Boeing for quite a while now on this issue. It's a little bit stronger than we've heard from the other pilots union over at American Airlines, who are really looking to be partners in this process. But it's definitely become adversarial with Southwest pilots. And it's becoming a little more adversarial, too, with Southwest Airlines and Gary Kelly, the CEO over there. He has expressed increasing disappointment in Boeing as they look to get some money, too, as well for, you know, $500 million in losses that they've taken so far.
And considering what you just said, Kyle, when John Weeks at the union says, well, you know, maybe Southwest should consider buying planes from another company, is that an option Southwest might look at?
It is an option that they've said that they're going to start looking at starting next year. John has said that, you know, he's concerned that Southwest is tying its future to this one airplane. They have more than 350 of these planes on order or options for them until 2026. But it's really, it's not something you can do overnight. It would take probably a decade or more for them to really diversify their fleet in a significant way if they were going to buy it. Just buy planes outright. It's Boeing, you know, doesn't have these planes ready, even though they want to deliver them. If you want to move to a different aircraft or an Airbus aircraft, there are big weights on those planes too. So it would take a long time to significantly do that. Not to mention, you know, the mechanics, the training, everything else that would go into making this a multi, you know, aircraft fleet.
And once the 737 MAX is deemed ready to fly again, doesn't John Weeks and the union, don't they have a lot of power in giving the green light for the Southwest pilots to say, okay, we're ready to give it a shot?
That's a great point. Both Southwest and American Airlines, as long as everybody else flying this plane, are leaning very heavily on their pilots to endorse the safety of this plane. And, you know, for the pilots over at Southwest, they want to start flying it, too, because they haven't been able to get as many hours in. They say they're losing time, $100 million or more. So there's an incentive for everyone to get this plane back working, but they don't want to do it unless it's safe to fly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.